Hi, I'm Shelley Mitchell. I'm the Youth Extension Specialist for Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at OSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I just finished our 8th annual Camp TURF, which is Tomorrow's Undergraduates Realizing the Future. For that camp, we have 25 teenagers that are going into 9th and 10th grades, and they come spend 2 weeks at OSU. They get hands-on activities from the OSU professors. We go off campus to like the Noble Research Institute, the Tulsa Botanic Garden, the Tulsa Zoo and Living Museum. We have a lot of fun. We do things like clone African violets. We make dish gardens. We have film segments for Oklahoma gardening every year. What else do we do? We make terrariums. We install irrigation. We just do all kinds of hands-on activities in horticulture and related fields. So we also do things like make pervious concrete pavers. We go to the insect zoo and learn how to dissect grasshoppers and do maggot art and termite racing. So we try to have a lot of fun too. And the whole purpose of the camp is to get kids feeling comfortable on a college campus and to make them interested in horticulture, because the enrollment in horticulture, plant and soil sciences has been going down over the years. So we're trying to help that statistic while also trying to make first generation, low income and minority kids feel comfortable on a college campus. So it's funded with a grant from the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education. It's a summer academy grant. Those grants help people at colleges and universities run residential and or commuter camps for 1 or 2 weeks. Everything's paid for by the Regents, and the whole point is to get kids feeling comfortable on a college campus, especially if they're groups that are underrepresented in STEM fields, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So we utilize that source of funding to put 25 kids through Camp TURF for 2 weeks every summer. And like I just said, we just finished our 8th summer. We've had about 172 kids go through. Between pre and post assessments, we've learned a little bit about what they've learned from the camp. A lot of it has been successful for college readiness. They come in not quite sure if they can do it, not quite sure if they'd fit in, not quite sure how to apply or get financial aid, or even that there is financial aid. So by the end of the camp, there are significant positive differences, and they have learned a bunch of those things. Also on the assessments, we talked to them about careers in different horticulture fields, which most of them have no idea that there's anything more than mowing or harvesting fruit and vegetables. So by the end of the camp, they've learned there's a lot of different careers in horticulture. They may or may not be interested in them, but at least now they're not just assuming that it's mowing. We've also had some success. And not all of them have graduated high school yet, because it's for 9th and 10th graders, but the ones that have, about 76% of them have gone on to college. And in Oklahoma, only about 56% of high school graduates go on to college. So it is successful for getting kids into college. And about half of them have gone on to STEM majors. We do have one who came and actually enrolled in landscape architecture at OSU. We've had others who are doing plant science in different universities. It might not be considered a raging success for horticulture. It is getting kids exposed to the different careers, and then they understand its importance in society. So it is overall, I think, a success.